This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. I hope you're having another beautiful Sunday as we wind down the summer months and cruising into the fall months. I know Mr. Tony Shore, my co-host, and I, we talk just before every show about how's the weather and what's going on with the family. And the last couple of weeks, Tony, we've both commented that the weather has changed very fast. Very, very quickly. We went from 80, 85 degrees a few weeks over here to turning on the heater. It's very cold at night, but we didn't have much of an ease into the fall weather. I know you said you mentioned the same over there with Minnesota, but here we are. We're into fall football weather. We have Halloween coming up. Then we'll have Thanksgiving. And boy, before you know it, Tony, we'll be blowing into the holidays and Christmas and New Year's and rolling into 2024. But before we get that carried away, I know today we want to talk probably a little bit of football and how our families are doing and what happened over the weekend. And then ultimately, sure. We'll get into our show. And but Tony, how have you been? How's the family and how's the weather? How's everything going over there with you?
Oh, things are going great. In fact, we just had a huge family gathering this past weekend. My wife's entire side of the family, her brother and his family, her sister and her family, and all of our kids and their significant others, and us and Sarah's mom, we were all here together. So we haven't entertained a large group in a while, I'll be honest. I mean, our house isn't It's great, but it's not set up for it. We don't have a big area to eat, so we separated.
You had that all at your house?
Yeah, we had 14 people here this weekend.
Wow, where did Sunday you sit them all? Was it all? where do you put them all?
I had to borrow chairs and a table from neighbors and set up in our living room. We kind of move everything to the outer edges and set up a table in there like a dining room, okay. And then in our small kitchen dining room. We can fit six in there, and we fit seven or eight out in the other room.
Like
normally, if it would have been nice enough, we eat out on the deck. We have a nice table out there, and usually kids want to go out and eat out there. But it's a little chilly. It was in the 30s actually when I woke up this morning. So
yeah, well, that's what we've been talking. It's amazing how fast the temperature changed, and everybody I talked to just is saying the same thing. Wow, we really didn't have that Indian summer that cruise into a nice comfortable fall. Yeah. The weather changed quick.
It did. It changed really quick. And fall is my favorite time of year. I just wish it would last longer. I do like the cooler, crisp weather. I don't like winter though. And, you can keep the 30s. I don't mind lows in the 40s at night, or 50s, because then you open up the windows.
Beautiful. I do the same. Open up the
windows.
And
then sunny and 60 or 70 in the day. That's the perfect time. But here in Minnesota, anyway, we might have 2 weeks of that kind of weather, right? And then you're headed into the 9 months of winter.
And then it changes pretty quick again, yeah.
But hey, and football, I know you wanted to mention football because Detroit is doing so well. The Lions are great this year.
They are phenomenal. I can remember, Tony, back when I was a kid, and I remember my very first Lions game I went to with my dad and my grandpa. And it was at the old Pontiac Silverdome, which they don't play at now and haven't for years. But I remember back then a lot of the fans would have grocery bags, brown grocery bags over their heads. And they would have
brown paper sacks over their heads.
They would have eye holes cut out. And I remember asking my grandpa, Grandpa, why are all these people wearing bags? He said, because they're Lions fans and they don't want anybody to see them in public and identify them that they are Lions fans. And we weren't very good. And of course the Lions have struggled, over the years. We've had some really bad years. And, and this year, boy, I tell you what, you said it, Tony. I mean, they're on fire right now. A statistic I saw a little bit in the game yesterday was they've won, out of their last 16 games, they're 13-3. And
that's amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, that's unheard of, Tony. For
if you count last year and what they've played so far this year, they're 13-3.
It's amazing.
It's just unheard of. They're doing great. They've finally figured things out, and it's good to see. I like that. And
yep, it is. Yep.
You know, I was born and raised in Minnesota, so I'm still a Vikings fan. I hate to admit that. I know a lot of our listeners are like, boo, the Vikings.
And a tough year for you guys this year.
Yeah, they don't need to worry about us this year. We're no good, but we did beat the Bears. We did manage to beat the lowly Bears this weekend. But it wasn't a pretty game. But football is always fun in the fall. We love the fall. But also, I know that you've been busy. You're kind of finishing up the football season for you, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you announce games, right?
Yep. On a personal note, yeah, I'm not an announcer for the Detroit Lions. That's for darn sure, Tony. nothing at that level, but I do announce a lot of the third and fourth, fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth grade youth football games when they're home at Meridian. I also announced the JV and varsity games when they're home. And yeah, this last week we had our last home varsity game at Meridian. It was an awesome night as far as it was senior night. The band did a really cool halftime show where they turned the lights out and they were all wearing glow sticks. And it was really cool. Downside was it was very cold, very rainy, and very windy.
Wow.
So that took away a lot of the excitement of the evening, but it was still an awesome night. But that'll be the last home football game varsity for the year. JV, we have one more game coming up this Thursday. And so I'll be in the booth one more game this year for the JV game. And the varsity cheerleaders, which Lexi, our oldest daughter, she's a varsity cheerleader. They also cheer at the JV games because this year they don't have JV cheerleaders. So that'll be Lexi's last football game to cheer at this year. And then both Josie and Carson, their teams had their last games of the year. Well, Carson's did. They finished, he's fifth and sixth grade, and they finished the season undefeated. So they had an awesome season. They're done for the year. Now on to basketball and winter baseball and everything else for him. And then Josie, she cheers for the seventh and eighth grade team, and they were undefeated, played against the Beaverton team, who was also undefeated. Winner of that game goes on to the championship game of the seventh and eighth grade league at Northwood University here in town next Sunday. And the winner happened to be our team, Meridian. Our seventh and eighth grade team did win. So they're moving on to the championship game. However, Josie won't be there as she'll be out of town for a gymnastics camp. It's kind of our football season as far as cheer and playing and calling games up in the booth. That's coming to an end. And you know, when one door closes, Tony, another one opens. And so now it opens into, for the girls, it's competitive cheer and gymnastics, obviously, for Josie. And for Carson, it's into basketball and baseball.
Wow. You keep so busy. And speaking of busy, let's jump into the financial world now for our listeners out there and get into our topics for today. We're going to talk about a few different things. But to start us off, I heard recently that October is financial planning month. And I have also read an article that this is a really busy time of year for people with their finances and therefore a busy time of the year for financial planners. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that article says that? And why is October financial planning month, Jason?
Yeah, I think it is awesome that it's National Financial Planning Month. And, you know, that's really something a few years back, I didn't even know it existed. And I think it was actually one of our families that introduced that to me. And I got thinking about it and looking historically at our calendar and what happens those, you know, coming into September, October, November, and end of the year planning. And I know just a few weeks ago, we did a whole show on end of the year planning and preparing for next year. And you're absolutely right. That is an interesting article, and it is a very busy time. And I think there's a couple different reasons on why October would be National Financial Planning Month and why it does get so busy and what I'll call front of mind for most people right now. And it's probably because they're coming out of the summer months. You know, when you're in June, July, August, not a lot of people really focus on, you know, their investment plan. They're enjoying summer, they're traveling, you know, out of school. And all of a sudden, boy, the weather changes. Here comes fall. It's getting dark quicker. Kids are back in school. And all of a sudden, what's right around the corner, Tony? Not only snow, as you mentioned, but it's coming sooner or later. But the holidays, you know, the holidays, we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And so there's a lot of end of the year planning. There's a lot of family planning. You know, there's a lot of insurance planning right now with Medicare open enrollment period. And I was actually talking to a colleague of ours that's an estate planning attorney, and they do a lot of estate planning for a lot of our families. And they said this is also an extremely busy time for estate planning. And reason being, families are realizing, wow, in a month or two here, we're going to be spending a lot of time with our family, and who do we have named as maybe power of attorney or trustees or executors is our family. So it's a time where everybody just, I think, kind of uses this as a regroup after the summer and before we get into the winter months and the holidays, and kind of a time to just step back and focus on what do we need to do financially in our estate and legacy planning.
Yeah. And I think you make a great point. I think speaking for myself and my wife and the people I know, because the holiday season is coming up and the end of the year is coming up, you want to get things taken care of now. And that's why I think October is a big time for people to do their before the year end review and see where they're at and really think about these types of things and really get things lined up. Like you say, they're done with the summer travel and the family vacations and going outdoors. They're busy because it's summer. Then they're busy. They know the holidays are coming up and there's travel with holidays or family is a big part of the next few months. So October is a big one. September and October, I know, are big months to get financial planning done. And there are a number of other things that happen this time of year, and we're going to get into those a little bit more. But we do need to take a quick break so I can give away some copies of your book, Empower Your Retirement, right? That's the book. And I know that you wrote that with your dad, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's quite a book, Tony. We're very, very proud to be, never thought 21 years ago when my dad and I got into business together that we would be authors of a book we've published. And you can go out to Amazon and you can buy our book. And it's pretty humbling, pretty cool experience. But I love the fact that you offer these books to our listeners, Tony. We're always excited when we come into the office on Mondays and after a Sunday show. And we got 15 messages, 18 messages, 20 messages, and most of them are listeners from the show requesting a book. So they're awesome. People love them, and I know you like to give them away. So go ahead, Tony. Give a few more books away today.
All right. Again, the book is Empower Your Retirement, written by our very own Jason Kreiderman. All you have to do to get the book is be one of the next 10 callers, and we'll ship it to you at no charge. We won't even charge you for shipping. That phone number is 989-835-7203. Get a copy of Jason's book. Just call 989-835-7203. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can also check out the website at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And we'll be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman, our host and the man with the financial plan. And at the end of the last segment, we were talking about September, this time of year. It's huge for financial planning because we want to get our ducks in a row before the end of the year. We've talked about it on recent shows. There are a lot of advantages to using this time frame to do a review. There are tax implications that you can, you know, maybe change some things you do to help your tax situation when you have to file next year for this past year. So I think it's really important. Now, another big thing that's happening right now, it's October 15th through December 7th, and that is the annual election period, AEP, otherwise known as open enrollment for Medicare. And for folks out there who are on Medicare, now is the time when you can get a second opinion on where you're at, and maybe you want to maximize your coverage and minimize the cost. And you guys can help do that there, can't you, Jason?
Yeah, that's a really busy time of year, as you mentioned, with Medicare open enrollment. And again, once you reach age 65, that is the special birthday. That's the special year when you become eligible for Medicare. And a lot of people aren't aware that if you don't at least apply for Medicare, you can be hit with a penalty, a fine, really, and that penalty will stick with you for the rest of your life, because a lot of employers, you know, employees that work, they might get the health care or health insurance coverage from their employer, or maybe be covered by their spouse's coverage. And that's all well and good that you have coverage, but you still must at least sign up for the Medicare base plan. Doesn't mean you have to purchase any of the other supplements if you're already covered with those. But it is a busy time of year, and that's when you get the opportunity to switch plans maybe and maybe add coverage or get rid of coverage based on things that have happened in your life or the marketplace or different companies or insurance coverages. So it is a busy time of year, and that's an area that we use. We actually had her as a guest on our show a couple weeks ago, Ms. Corinne Provost. With Arbury Insurance here in Midland, we don't do Medicare directly ourselves. That's a whole large, amazing, confusing creature on its own.
It is.
But we've found over the years, we've built a lot of strategic relationships with other professionals that specialize in different areas. And that's what Corinne does, is she specializes in health insurance and Medicare planning. And so I would say, Tony, I would say no less than 5 to 8 families per week that ask us questions about Medicare and Medicare planning and health insurance for retirees and maybe Medicaid and those types of things. So we refer most of those out to Corinne, and she's a phenomenal resource. So if any of our listeners do have questions or concerns about open enrollment or about health insurance or Medicare, please feel free to give us a call here at the office. We'd be more than happy to get you connected with Corinne and help get some of those questions answered for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm great that you have Corinne there to help our listeners out there answer those questions. It's so important, and this is a critical time. This is when you can go in, make changes, and if you're not yet on Medicare and you're turning 65 this year or next year, and you need to make sure you've got all your ducks in a row when it comes to your healthcare needs as you enter into retirement or are in retirement, I know, Jason, you and your staff can talk to people. You have specialists that you work with and refer people to. So this is great. That's good to know, because healthcare is one of the number one costs for people in retirement, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's one of those statistics. And you may hear of it, you know, you read them in AARP or any other number of publications. You know, what are the highest costs for retirees? And what always shocks me is it's what are the unknown highest costs for retirees. And that's usually the one that pops up number one or number two on the list, Tony, is medical expenses, whether it be insurance, it be copays, it be actually paying for prescriptions or out of pocket expenses. But medical costs, medical insurance costs are absolutely the highest, or at least in the top two or three of expenses. And especially when you look at how much could the average retirees or average family spend over the course of maybe 15, 20 plus years of retirement, how much could they spend on medical expenses and medical insurance and health insurance? And it's astronomical. You know, those statistics blow my mind every year. And it's quite often an area that a lot of people are unfamiliar with and just aren't sure of what they're doing or how to do it. And so to be able to use a resource like Corinne and just bounce questions and ideas off her to make sure what you are doing is not only the least expensive, but it's truly in your best interest. You know, because sometimes it's not really cheap that you want. It's making sure you have the best coverage, you have adequate coverage. And if you can get that for the least expensive route as well, that's even better. So being able to bounce that off of a resource like Corinne is priceless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's huge. And obviously, you don't want to be paying too much or have coverage you don't need. And at the same time, Medicare doesn't cover everything you're going to need. A lot of people have misconceptions about Medicare. They assume once they turn 65, they don't have to worry about healthcare costs or healthcare coverage because it's covered by Medicare, which is not true. Medicare, basic Medicare, covers a number of things. But there are costs involved as well with prescription drug plans, and there are premiums and things like that with Medicare still. And the main things that retirees are going to need, vision, dental, and hearing, are not covered by Medicare. So you have to have a supplemental or an Advantage plan. And when it comes to there are differences between supplemental plans, which used to be called Medigap and Medicare Advantage. And they're all heavily regulated by Medicare and the government, but private companies are involved. But you need to make sure it's a very, the good news is it's become very competitive and it is watched, so they can't gouge you on this. So Medicare mm-hmm. Advantage plans, you can get ones that cover what you need and they are competitive and there are changes made each year. They try to add more benefits. So look at your plan, even if you are, think you're happy with the one you've had for the last year. Now during open enrollment, Jason, I know this is when you encourage our listeners out there to take a look and view your plan, have it reviewed. Come in, have Corinne look at that and review your Medicare plan where you're at, because there are new offerings and changes that are made that could benefit. Right? Each year. So you have to have it reviewed once a year. You should.
Yeah. Anyway. And that's the whole purpose of this open enrollment period, Tony, is, you know, things change, right? I mean, people's lives change. Things that you might have or have not needed last year, financially or health wise or legal wise, you may need or not need this year now. So life changes. Not only does life change, but rules and laws change. And programs, products, benefits, pricing, all that stuff changes. And a lot of times it changes right before our eyes and we don't even know it. Or you know, it's behind the scenes kind of things. And sometimes we have what we have because we don't know any better. And so, yes, I highly recommend that not only is now a very important time to review these coverages, you actually should be reviewing all these coverages, what's available, the benefits, what your needs are prior to this time, so that come October in this open enrollment period, you're already ready to go ahead and make the moves. But and that's another unfortunate thing is most of these moves are only allowed during open enrollment period. So it's kind of a limited time window, which also makes it a very, very busy time for people reviewing this coverage and looking at what's new and different, what they should potentially change for the next 12-month period. And then it makes those health insurance professionals all that much busier for this next month or so here, Tony.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And before we move on, I think that's great. We talked about open enrollment. We've got a lot more to talk about, what the markets are doing. Last week we had Keith Gangle on. That's going to be great. But we need to take another break so I can give away some more copies of your book. I love doing that. I always laugh because I'm giving away a lot of copies of your book. Our listeners out there always call in. So listeners, you can get a copy of Empower Your Retirement, written by Jason Kreiderman himself. There is no charge. We'll send you one free of charge. If you want to go online and buy one, they're available at Amazon.com, of course. The book is Empower Your Retirement by Jason Kreiderman. The next 10 callers, though, that call in are going to be sent a book at no charge. Call the number the number right now is 989-835-7203. Again, the number to call is 989-835-7203. And you have to mention that you heard about it on the show. You heard about it on the podcast or radio show, and we'll send you a copy of the book. Now, we also have an amazing a bunch of resources available online on the website, which is GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Stay tuned because we're going to be right back with more of our host, Jason Kreiderman, right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. And Jason, the news right now, the headline at CNBC is stocks rally to start the week. The Dow is up more than 300 points. I know the...
Well, it's about darn time.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some down. We had up earlier in the year, and now it's up again. The S&P is doing great. Even the NASDAQ, they're all doing really well today. Things can change on a daily basis, but, you know, earnings reports are supposedly really good. I think that's helping this. You know, and we'll see. I think we talked with Keith Gangle last week about how there's going to be some more volatility with the elections coming up and things like that as the Fed decides what to do with the interest rates. But I also read a headline that 56% of adults out there say they feel behind on retirement savings. So that means 56%, basically, the survey shows 56% of people feel they're behind on retirement savings, versus we know the actual number who are and just don't feel that way is
greater.
It's a lot higher. Those are just the ones that admit it and are aware that they're behind. But the majority of Americans are behind and not only feel that way, but they are behind. And so that's a tough situation. And that's what you're trying to help people with the show each week. And by meeting with people, that's what you do for your clients is make sure that they're going to have enough money for retirement, right?
Well, that's the main goal is, you know, first of all, to bring awareness, Tony, to those of us out there, those listeners out there, like that survey talked about 56% of adults, they say that they realize they're not prepared for retirement. Again, you and I both know, and probably a lot of our listeners out there know, there's a lot of people that don't say that because they either, number one, just shoot, I'm not even aware, never paid attention to that, first of all, or they're too shy and too embarrassed to admit it. And that's okay either way, whatever side of the coin you find yourself on. You're right, Tony, in 21 years that myself and my team have been helping families organize and manage their financial affairs, ultimately it's for a more successful retirement. That is 100% of what we focus our time and efforts on, is preparing for the most successful, most awesome retirement you possibly can have. And a large portion of that, Tony, comes from having peace of mind financially, knowing that when you are maybe 3 to 5 years before retirement, and especially into and through retirement years, that your money, a good portion of your money, is safer and protected from all this craziness out there in the market. As you mentioned, hey, today's a good day so far, knock on wood, in the markets. That's a good sign because, boy, we look at the last 2-3 months and it hasn't been that healthy, hasn't been that friendly. We look at maybe a 2018 stock market down over 30% in 1 year. COVID hits in 2020, first part of the year, in 35 days, market down over 30%. We look at 2022, just last year, equities down almost 20%, bonds down double digits as well. So those are the times that they're not fun, but they're part of investing. They are part of the markets. And so that's something that we really pride ourselves on, is helping investors prepare for those years, prepare for those downturns. And we know the market is going to go down, but what can you do to protect a good portion of your money? So maybe the 3 to 5 years before retirement or into retirement, you don't jeopardize 30 to 50% of your portfolio, of your life savings, because that will change. That'll change your plans, as we know, Tony. A lot of people didn't prepare for that before 2018 or before 2020 or before last year, and they end up working longer than they wanted to. They might tack on another 1 to 3 years of having to work. Or retirees having to say, oh gosh, I just lost 40% of my portfolio. That's 40% of my income that I was needing to live on in retirement. I need to go get another job. And so those are areas, you're right, Tony, that when we see the markets going up, that's a great thing. We like to celebrate those days, but we be careful not to get too excited and celebrate too much. It's normal for the market to go down. If you look at historically, we have statistics we show, and there's a big poster in my office we talk about a lot that says like 73% of the time the market goes up. It has a positive year. Well, the reality of that, what does that mean then? That means that about maybe 20-some percent of the time, the market doesn't go up. So every two, you know, out of 10 years, you're going to have maybe a 2 or 3 years in there that the market wasn't in a positive direction. That's okay as long as you're prepared for that and as long as your portfolio is built to withstand that, not only from a risk side of not losing too much money, Tony, but making sure that you're going to get consistent, reliable, guaranteed income in retirement. Whether the market's up or down, your income shouldn't be flipping around by the whims of the market. Meaning, gee, market was up 10% this year, I get more income. Uh-oh, market's down 20% this year, I have to take a cut in my income or my pay. That's not where we want to see, and that's not where most retirees want to find themselves. So again, we make sure we try to build safety into the portfolio so you don't lose as much money in the bad days, weeks, months, years, because they happen. But maybe more importantly, that your income is consistent, reliable, and guaranteed no matter what the market's doing. Because again, Tony, in 21 years now that I've been helping families organize and manage their affairs for an awesome, successful retirement, you know the one thing I've never had anybody tell me, Tony, that they can live an awesome, successful retirement without? And that's income.
Yeah, that's income. you have to have income.
I've never had anybody tell me, and whether it's a pension, Social Security, their own rental, whatever it is, I've never heard anybody in 21 years be able to live an awesome, successful retirement with no income. So that's really important and kind of the foundation of our planning when we help people prepare for and experience an awesome retirement.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And obviously, income planning for retirement is tough because it's a complete 180, a complete reversal. It's a direction change from what we're used to. In our working years, we're taking our income and creating a savings, and that's our main goal. And there's lots of ways we do that, and people get good at it. They understand it. However, when they retire, it's the exact opposite. They have to take that savings and create an income from it. And that's where people struggle. And that's where you come in to really say, nope, there's a lot of costly mistakes and pitfalls that people can end up making that can cost them a comfortable retirement. If they don't know what they're doing when it comes to taking their savings, creating income, first of all, they don't know where to start, how much they'll need. Second of all, they don't know how and when to take it, where to take the money from, where the money should be at when they're withdrawing. You know, should it all be in the bank, in an emergency fund or liquid? Should it be still in the stock market? Where else should it be, under the mattress? I think that's the biggest question people have, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of really big questions. We call them hot buttons that you touched on there, Tony. And one of them you didn't throw in there. I'll throw it in there. It's a T word of taxes.
Yes.
But you hit the nail right on the head with those hot buttons. And that's where we try to help people plan ahead of time, be proactive and prepare for those things. It's in the all reality is when we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s and 50s saving money, we're in a growth phase of life. We have more time on our side. We're contributing. We're getting company match. We're investing more aggressively. We're looking for growth, growth, growth. And you're absolutely right, Tony. At retirement, and usually it happens a year or two before, or some people a year or two into retirement, your mindset really starts to change. The reality is, in your 60s and 70s, we just don't have as much time on our side anymore. So the time element comes into play. You're right. We're no longer contributing to our investments. Matter of fact, generally, in retirement, we start withdrawing from our investments. We're no longer in the growth phase. Now we're in the preservation and income phase. And we're no longer getting tax advantages to put money away, tax deferred, into those accounts or tax free. Now we have to look at what's going to happen when we start pulling money out of those accounts. How will it be taxed? And what will that do to our overall income in retirement?
Yeah. Well, great points. And you have to understand that you need to work with a financial services professional. There's no reason to try to go it alone. And with that, we're going to take another quick break and then we'll come back with some great information to wrap up the show. But first, let's give away a few more copies of the book. The next five callers, we're going to give away five more. We've had such a great reaction and result so far. I only have five more to give away this episode. So give us a call at 989-835-7203. The next five callers to call 989-835-7203 will receive a free copy. There's no cost. There's no charge, no shipping cost. We will send you Jason's book, Empower Your Retirement. That number is 989-835-7203. And we'll be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour after this. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. And Jason, we're talking about things you need to wrap up, getting that second opinion or reviewing your annual review of where you're at financially. And this is the time of year that it's best to take a look at your finances. And you mentioned it a couple of times already, the show, for tax purposes, if for nothing else. But October is a great time to review where you're at because of things like tax season coming up at the beginning of next year, holiday season approaching, open enrollment for Medicare. These are all huge points. Financial income planning for retirement. These are the reasons you need to have a financial strategy and plan in place if you don't already have one. And if you do, get a review of where you are at. Get a second opinion. Give Jason a call. Wouldn't you say, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. You know, this is a great time of year as we're sliding out of summer and into fall before the craziness of the holidays and then the hibernation of the winter months. Now's a very busy time, and that's why, you know, historically, this is also known, September and October are known as the most CDs that come due, certificates of deposit at banks and credit unions. And it's also open enrollment, and it's also financial planning awareness month, and all these financial things kind of tie into this time of year. And a lot of that's because, you know, this is the time when people really step back and think about those things after being gone for the summer holidays and family vacations and out of school. And now we're, you know, settling down a little bit, and you know, the days aren't as dark as they were, or aren't as light as they were longer. They're getting darker quicker. And, you know, we're getting ready to come into the holidays, and it is a great time of year to say, okay, what can we do now financially before the end of the year? Especially when we talk about taxes on our income or on our growth or, you know, whatever it might be with respect to tax planning, because there's a lot of things you can do before the end of the year. There's a lot of things you have to do before the end of the year that if you miss out on the December 31st deadline, you may not be able to take advantage of that opportunity for that calendar year, which could have a very powerful impact on your taxes. There's also certain things, you know, like withdrawals or contributions. You know, when we have our required minimum distributions, we must take out of all IRA types of accounts, 401ks, 403bs, 457, IRAs, not Roth IRAs, Tony. You do not have to take an RMD from a Roth.
That's good.
But those other accounts, you have to take that required minimum by December 31st. And if you don't, you're going to face a penalty potentially. There's also something called a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution. And qualified charitable distributions are where you can get money out of your IRA accounts 100% tax-free, as long as you make that donation directly to a charity, 501c3 nonprofit organization, directly from your custodian. Again, those you have to maximize before December 31st. Both of those could have a tremendous impact, whether it be positive or negative, on your tax return. So now's the time to be proactive. Take a look at some of the things you might want to get done before the year end, to take advantage of those opportunities, and then also position yourself to how do we flow into the next tax year or the next investment year proactively, again, ahead of time, versus wait till April next year, April 15th, and worry about, okay, now what happened to our taxes and now what do we do? Well, if you wait till April to make changes in your financial plan or, you know, whatever, to take advantage of tax opportunities, you're already 4 months into the year. You're kind of already behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't want to be behind the eight ball. That's not a great place to be.
Not when it's the IRS's eight ball, Tony.
That's true, yeah. So the time is now. The time for a financial review is now. And I think that's the main message of the show today, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great time. I started off talking about the October being Financial Planning Awareness Month, and why is that? And it's because it's timing. What a great time to step back, get a second opinion, take a second look at your estate plan, your tax plan, your financial investment and income plan. If you already have a plan, great. Have it reviewed. Get a second opinion. A second opinion only hurts when you never get it. And if you don't have a plan yet, what a great time to say, hey, this is Financial Planning Awareness Month. I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity, and I'm going to put a plan together. And then every year, I think we need to stay focused on, let's have that plan reviewed and updated, because as we've talked many a times, including today's show, life changes. Life changes before our eyes, and rules and laws and things are always changing. So get a plan, have the plan reviewed and updated, to try to stay proactive and ahead of what's coming up in the next few months, and especially the following year.
Yeah, that's important advice right there, Jason. And I hope our listeners will take note and pick up the phone, give you a call. Now, you're also offering, and this is huge for our listeners out there, a complimentary, there's no charge, there's no obligation. The only thing it costs you is your time. That is a consultation, and you'll go over their financial plan, get that review done, see where they're at, make sure they're up to date on their Medicare during this open enrollment period. All they have to do to set up that consultation, again, there's no charge, no obligation. That is 989-835-7203. So give us a call at 989-835-7203. 7203 to get that no charge, no obligation consultation with Jason and his staff there. I really want to encourage our listeners out there to do that. Jason, great show today. We're out of time. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at greatlakesinvestmentadvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., are affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.